This is March 17th, 1970, and we are having interviews and discussion with three Kiva Club members.
Four.
We can.
I know this one girl that's blind that I can get one of the other movies. She's blind. She's legally blind, but she can see far enough and she knows the color of my skin. How do you?
Well, I guess what we want is, you know, what our the way our interviewing goes is that we just talk on the things that are kind of important issues now, or whatever you feel is important, like being Indian, or the religious aspects, or like the Gelt ceremonial, American Indian studies, or you know, anything like that.
Not to mention.
Come in.
Hey, Irene. How are you?
Hi.
You guys want?
Do you want some juice or wine?
Water. V8. They spiked it.
V8.
Oh. What's that for?
They're exaggerating, or do you think that they're blowing it up too much, or are they like putting the blame on who shouldn't be getting the blame?
I don't know. I think maybe it's just a big blow up because anytime Indians get in the news, they really try to present something that's over exaggerated, and I think that's what they're doing with Gallup.
You know how when it comes on the news or something, you know, and they refer to drones or something, they always have to, you know, bring in, you know, Indian drones and Indian this, and that kind of makes it bad.
No, I don't think the news media has been doing that. If you take this Gallup thing, how many times have they said Indian drones?
Dick Nissen is always referring to that. I've heard him several times.
Well, I don't think it's a big blow because, well, I live and sometimes am in Gallup with them. I mean, you know, and I see them a lot, you know, like, sometimes, you know, let's say you go to Gallup for entertainment as far as movies or whatever, you try to find something to do, and you always see them, you know, all over the place, a whole lot, you know, and I think the publicity is good, I think, because...
You mean the
sort
publicity
of,
is presenting the truth?
I think, like, the people in Gallup, some people, I think most of them really want to help the Indians, but sort of like, once they get into a crowd, you know, they just sort of discriminate. They're not prejudiced, but once they get in a crowd, they discriminate and just sort of follow because they're afraid to, you know, stand up and say this is being cruel to human people, and Navajos are human, or Indians are human. And so they're all, there's no, everyone's a sheep in Gallup, you know. They're all...
You mean the townspeople?
Yeah. So I know some people are, that some people really want to help. I think you can see this in the educational system, especially in high school. And I think you get your leaders to help the Indians, in, especially in high school, I think. Well, that's what I think, you know, as far as the Gallup business. I don't think it's blown up. I think it's true, and it's sort of, well, last weekend I was there, and it was sort of died down. I was telling Anna. But, the DNA is really enforcing. I don't know if it's going to be a law, but I know it, well, in the county of McKinley County, in McKinley County, it'll be enforced, I think, only. And that is to, yeah, to limit their drinks to those that are intoxicated or getting to that point where they're going to stagger and, you know, and just don't know what they're doing. And they're having, like, the DNA men go around and, I guess, you know.
That's something that Peter McDonald pointed out to me the other night, that they'll only serve I guess you might consider a habitual drinker who comes in early in the morning and stays till he gets drunk. They'll only serve him so many drinks until he has to move on. But I don't know.
Anna,
in a sense, that's discrimination too.
Over in don't you think that it's mainly the white man's problem or cause more than? More or less than the Indians, because in Gallup there's more bars per square. I mean, for the city Gallup itself, there's more bars than any other city really, and I think that's one of the main causes, you know, for drinking and drinking.
Well, I think another thing too is like there's a lot of you could say prominent people that live in Gallup, and they're alcoholics, and they're drunk, but they get drunk in their home or up at the country club. And like a lot of people come in from out of town, they have no place else to go. And that's why I think they're noticed more, is because they are in the public, where these other people that are just as much habitual drinkers as they are, except you never see them. And even if they do get picked up, I think it's only a matter of blocks to take them to their home. Whereas these other people come in, you know, nobody's going to take them 40 miles out and 40 miles
back. But Anna, in the same sense, you can say that every city has those kind of skid rows.
Yeah.
And what's the difference here?
I think, I think the Indians are being scapegoated. Like, the people in Gallup, they want something to blame something on. In every city, when you deal with a large group of people or a number of people or a social group, you're going to want to blame something on someone. Just like the Germans blame the Jews for something, and therefore want to get rid of them. And the white men are continually blaming the colored men for this and that, you know. And I think they use us, and since we're, how could you say, we're so noticeable by our color, and probably by our strange dress wear, you know, which is strange to them, not strange, but, you know, normal to them, that they pick us out right away, and since there's a few of them that do get really out of it, you know. Drunk and everything. They sort of put the blame on us that way. So I don't know. They need someone to blame on in a way like that, you know.
Well, I wasn't, you know, a little while ago trying to see that it was the Indians' fault, you know. Because just I think to me it seems like the ceremonial, you know, issue kind of. Told the whole thing of what, you know, Gallup is, because it gets so much of their income from the people that come in to visit it, and the whole tourists and Governor Cargo and City of Albuquerque want to advocate this tourism, you know. Our economy, the state of New Mexico's economy, is so much based on tourism because there's no other industrial or other resources they can go back onto. And their tourism is just, you know, exploitation of the Indians.
Why don't they move it out of Gallup, somewhere else?
Well, I think, like they suggested, Window Rock, but tell me what place, what other place, besides another Anglo-type city,
mm-hmm.
can accommodate all these people that will come, unless they travel to Gallup again. That's how they make their money again, by the motels and the, how many people
right.
they have to take into their
right.
homes. And we need some place to accommodate. Now they have a Holiday Inn, I think, at Window Rock, but they can't, it won't
well,
do.
It was such a good draw. How far is Window Rock from Gallup?
Oh, it's about 27
miles. Is that so far to drive to find?
Well, you know, for some Anglo people, it's kind of tough on them. Distance means a lot to these people.
I think Window Rock has their fare, too.
Yeah, okay, how close is the reservation line to Gallup? Or is Gallup on the reservation?
No. Oh, wow, it's just about, it isn't too far. Just like the reservation line right behind CR, off Church Rock or Crown Point. See, it depends on what do you mean, what reservation line. It sort of blocks off, you know.
Yeah.
And Gallup is just surrounded by it, and then you have the zoning reservation.
Oh, well, see, what I'm trying to say is, why not move the ceremonial grounds just right inside the reservation boundaries? And then you'll still have close proximity to hotels and motels and all the city facilities.
I thought they were going to move it to Church Rock.
Well, first they have to build it, and they haven't got the money. The state department won't fund these people because they won't have, because these people that are on the board refuse to get, I think, an equal number or a number of Indian people on the board also. I read somewhere.
Wasn't Bennett appointed to that?
Yeah, but they need a balance number.
Yeah, equal representation.
Yeah.
Bennett, you mean Robert Bennett?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Ceremonial
board. Is he? Yeah, he is. So.
Which says little because he's not now.
And then, well, anyway, I know the man that owns the land. They're supposed to sell him that, when you see that pyramid and the red rocks and how pretty it is, it's getting polluted by El Paso.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Well, anyway, the man said that he, that he won't give up the land until they really, unless he sees the money in his hand or something like this. As far as he's concerned, he still owns the land and they haven't done anything about it, you know. But in a way, it seems like they would because this is off the track, but they have a uranium thing going right beyond Church Rock or Pine Hill,
yeah.
And see, they're going to have to build homes up there and stuff like that. So. The ceremony of business would be very good for Gallup for that reason. So I guess Gallup's going to have to really work hard. But I think if we work hard enough against them, and if we can talk to these people that you could say support,
mm-hmm.
by supporting they dance for the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like...
So working against them would be not dancing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Boycott. Boycott them by not doing it. Just like, you know... If we want the ceremonial to lessen or to stop completely, we're going to have to work with our Indian people to tell them, no, we want, you know, we can't say no directly, but we can sort of tell them what's happening and what can we do about it, you know.
Yeah, but what about the people who rely on that to sell their goods, though? Won't that be hurting them more? Won't that be hurting the people? The Indians?
I don't think the thing is, if we move it to another place, they could still sell their goods.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably won't. I think they take a little fee out of the state. I mean, the city of Gallup sort of takes a fee from the people that do sell it in the Indian camps or something, you mean? But I'm sure if they move the place to, let's say, a reservation or, like you said, inside the reservation, they could still have their little...
But you were talking about boycotting, you know, the ceremonial, which means no ceremonial. But there's a lot of people that come in from various reservations just, you know, like once a year, or a lot of Navajos that come into town maybe, you know, 2-3 times a year just specifically for that. It's for them, you know.
It's also a socializing thing, too, because you come and see your friends.
Well, I mean, boycott in Gallup, but not elsewhere.
Oh.
If you move it, then
obviously
you can tell them, this is going to be on Indian land, it's not going to be on white man land, you know. It's something that was just like, oh boy,
I think there's a lot of legal